Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Jacques Derrida. Now Jacques Derrida is so famous that he doesn't need any introduction, but his dates are from 1930 to 2004. Derrida was born to Jewish parents in Algeria. At that time it was under the control of France. He was educated in France and later on also became an academic and lectured also at Yale University in United States. And he is most famous for the principle of deconstruction. Though he has written on a variety of things, but overall his works offer a critique of Western philosophy and analyzes the nature of language, writing, meaning. Now a little bit more on his theory of deconstruction. Now basically he coined this term for the critical examination of the fundamental distinctions or oppositions which are inherent in Western philosophy since ancient times. And these oppositions are broadly binary and hierarchical, involving a pair of terms in which one member of the pair is assumed to be primary or something which has greater precedence over the other, and the other one is assumed to be secondary. For example, nature and culture, speech and writing, and specifically speech and writing, because all Derrida's works keep on discussing and keep on coming back to this idea of speech and writing. Then other examples can be mind and body, presence and absence, inside and outside, literal and metaphorical. And likewise, there can be other pairs as well, but mostly he talks about speech and writing. And what he intends to do by analyzing this or critically examining these binaries is that he wants to prove that this kind of hierarchization between these two binaries is something not natural but something man-made or a construction. For example, the speech and writing opposition is manifested in texts that treat speech as a more authentic form of language than writing. Then, from an exam point of view, you should know some of the important works of Derrida. For example, Writing and Difference. Okay, this came out in 1967. Okay, Writing and Difference. After that, Of Grammatology. Okay, Of Grammatology. Even this was published in 1967. And another important work of his is called Speech and Phenomena. Okay, Speech and Phenomena. Even this was published in 1967. And in these three works, what Derrida does is that he explores the treatment of writing. Okay, because I just spoke about writing and speech, right? So Derrida explores the treatment of writing by several important figures in the history of Western thought. For example, Sigmund Freud, Edmund Husserl, Jean-Jacques Rousseau. And later on, he wrote two more important works. One was called Spectres of Marx, The State of the Debt, The Work of Mourning, and The New International. Okay, and this came out in 1993. I'll repeat that again. Spectres of Marx, The State of the Debt, The Work of Mourning, and The New International. This came out in 1993. And another important work of his is called The Postcard from Socrates to Freud and Beyond. This one came out in 1980. Okay, I'll repeat the title again. The Postcard from Socrates to Freud and Beyond. Now, one thing to note is that the ideas of Derrida are, of course, very radical. So, Derrida has also won praise but also criticism. Some of his critics say that his thoughts and his opinions are anti-rational and nihilistic. And another important thing for which Derrida is famous is because he coined the term called difference. Okay, difference. D-I-F-F-E-R-A-N-C-E. Difference. Now, what is the meaning of difference? Difference basically means two things. One, a difference, the way we say that two things are different. And the other meaning is to defer something, means to postpone something. And he coined this term in order to explain that we cannot arrive at a single meaning through language. The structuralists earlier used to say that language is a closed system and that the meaning of a word depends upon its contrast or difference with other words. For example, a pen is pen because it is not a table, it is not a chair, it is not a washing machine. So what Derrida does is that he accepts it that the meaning which we assign to different words is arbitrary, because suppose we say tree, right, or we say table. In that particular word with the letters T-R-E-E tree or T-A-B-L-E table, there is no inherent connection. It is we that have given these arbitrary descriptions to natural objects and even to our emotions. But we can never arrive at a unique referent because each word depends for its meaning on the meanings of other words. So it follows that the meaning of a word is never fully present to us as it would be if meanings were same as ideas or intentions. Instead, it is endlessly deferred in an infinitely long chain of meanings. For example, if you see the dictionary and see what is the meaning of pen, it will say a 10-inch long thing which we use to write. But that can mean many things. So the meaning of words is deferred. And that means that, you know, as Derrida points out, that this play of difference between different words is limitless, infinite and indefinite. Okay, limitless, infinite and indefinite. So we can never arrive at the right meaning or unique meaning, even with the use of language. And since Derrida critiques the work of Saussure to some extent, and also the work of Claude Lévi-Strauss to some extent, it is better to call Derrida a post-structuralist writer or a post-structuralist critic. And literary critics like, or writers like Ferdinand de Saussure and Claude Lévi-Strauss, these are structuralist writers. So from an exam point of view, you should remember the important works of Jacques Derrida, the important word or phrase that he has coined, difference, and what is the meaning of this, and also what is the difference between structuralism and post-structuralism.